Welcome back to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for March 1998. I'm Fred Vobey. Back on February the 19th, I was driving over to West Lafayette, Indiana, and doing what I usually do, which is punch around the AM dial to try to listen to as many stations as I possibly can during the trip, which, by the way, takes 3.5 hours. And I just happened to punch across 1070 and heard WIBC running a promo that they are going to be celebrating an anniversary coming up very soon, and they're looking for WIBC material. So if you have any recordings of WIBC, you might want to send it to the radio station for their anniversary. Their address is WIBC 9292 North Meridian, that's Meridian Street, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46204. Or perhaps you can even give them a call at area code 317-844-7200. You want to hear a WIBC jingle? They sound something like this.
Necessity. Necessity. WIBC. It's the mother of invention.
Hi, DXers. This is Market Scope for March 1998. Before we get started on FM radio in the Paducah, Kentucky market, I have a special reminder. Next month's Market Scope will feature NRC members on the air, either as DJ talent or calling into radio shows. We have a few tapes already in, but we'd like a few more, and time is running out. I need any tapes for this column by March 10th to give me time to edit them down and put them all together and send them to Fred. Now also, the May Market Scope will feature April Fool's morning shows. And we need you to contribute to this one. Don't forget to mark your calendar as a reminder and submit the tapes to make the May column an enjoyable one. Of course, I need these tapes by about April 10th. Please contribute, and this will be a whole lot of fun. In advance, thank you very much. Now here's Mark Marino with this month's Market Scope.
When I was doing the AccuRating survey and calling people in Paducah, I got an overwhelming response about a station that began playing country music 24 years ago.
Today's new country, Trace Adkins, The Rest of Mine, 93.3 WKYQ. It's 6:30, news time. Grogan's Farm Country Sausage bringing it to you, and here's Donna Groves.
Good morning. We have 43 degrees outside. The FBI is looking into the role city manager Jerry Hoover played in the Dick McNeil sex scandal investigation.
I'm meteorologist Ellen Archer, weather station 93.3 WKYQ.
Andy Matea, WKYQ, going cruising for the weekend here. 6:38 at WKYQ. Hey, don't you get too far away from your radio and a telephone. It's another free music weekend starting this afternoon. What have we got for you here? Oh, Merle Haggard concert tickets. How about that? He's at the Executive Inn next weekend. And all this weekend, you can win free seats to the show from WKYQ, starting with Kent King this afternoon.
Save up to 70% store-wide on everything that's gold during Rogers Jewelers' incredible lowest prices of the year sale.
93.3 WKYQ.
Western Kentuckians get their oldies from WDXR-FM 94.3.
We're real excited about that. We got some of the younger people that ride the Kawasaki's and the Hondas and stuff, the Crotch Rocket kids.
Yeah.
They're going to have their bikes down here, too.
I got on one of those one time.
God, I bet that's a scary thought.
It was a scary sight. It looked like a buffalo and a grasshopper, actually, but I didn't get to ride it. I just sat on it in the showroom.
Monkey on the football.
Yeah, kind of. But it's going to be going on tomorrow down at the riverfront. It's the big bike show. All proceeds going to the cooperative ministry. Now, if it's a free show, what are proceeds? Is it just from the food, or when they vote, do they pay, or how's it work?
The food will be a fundraiser. People's Choice bike. You can come down, and for a dollar of choice, you can vote for your favorite bike. The registration for the bikes is $5 a bike. That's all going to the charity.
Cool.
And we had corporate sponsors that have kicked in some additional money.
I can't beat that. It's all going to the Cooperative Ministry Fund. It's going to be tomorrow. We're going to be talking about this morning, so you stay tuned. But for Harley Davidson and everyone in Milwaukee, this is just for you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
going out to everybody in Milwaukee, all you Harley Davidson fans and Goldwing fans. Tomorrow is going to be your day. Thanks to Bubba Kahn for being in. He's going to stick around a little while and eat some of these croissants from Kirchhoff's Bakery. We're going to say good morning to Kirchhoff's as we get ready for our 7 o'clock news brought to you here at Cool 94.3 FM from some fantastic people.
WDXR-FM, Golconda. Paducah's Cool 94.3.
Good morning from the Cool 94.3 newsroom. Paducah city manager reportedly targeted in an FBI probe. What now for health insurance reform? A weekend of history in fun at Fort Massac. Details after AP Network News.
This is 7 o'clock news of Bob Hopper, brought to you by Jace Electric and Federal Materials. Good morning, Paducah. It's 7 o'clock.
AP Network News, I'm Tim McGuire. Millions of tons of consumer goods, from cars to electronic toys, come by ship from Japan to ports such as Oakland, California.
And that is the sports from Cool 94.3.
All right. Thank you very much, Bob. We'll say a great big good morning to everybody working hard at Red's Donuts. Thanks for starting your morning off with the Cool Crew.
Cool 94.3.
Good time, Rob.
You're listening to Ava's P in the Mornings on Cool Money 4.3.
Let's hit that digital dial button a couple times, and we'll get up to 94.7, where they have a special blend of music.
The Blend, WBLN.
All right, today's hits, yesterday's favorites, 10 Minutes Till with R.E.M. and Stan. I understand that Michael Stipe got a sensitive side, wrote a poem every day this last year. They're going to be published sometime next spring, along with some other contributors to a book of poems. Seriously. OMC before that with How Bizarre. Ahead of us, Eric Clapton with Babyface, Got to Change the World Somehow. And a lady I just love to play music from. Her first name is Belinda. She's coming up.
The Blend, 94.7 WBLN area weather forecast. Looking for partly sunny skies today and cool. A high only around 60. Northeast winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. The low in the lower 40s with a light wind. And then on Saturday, tomorrow, partly sunny. The high in the lower 60s. And the same thing for Sunday. It is 43 degrees at 94.7. The Blend, WBLN.
It is that time of year.
Saturday, October 18th, Morgan Hawk Clinic parking lot.
UK, Murray State, Mayfield, and Graves County Sports this fall on WBLN.
They used to say, broadcasting in quad, WPAD-FM, but now they sound like this.
96.9, today's hottest music, the bottom of the 9 o'clock hour.
We're playing Stump the Geniuses. It can't qualify somebody for the Gonzo and Cruz prize pack. All you have to do is ask us a question that we can't answer.
Jeff's on the line with us. Good morning, Jeff.
How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
All righty.
All right. You got a question for the geniuses?
Yes, I do. You know how geese, when they fly like long flights, they usually fly in like a V formation? Why is there always one line longer than the other?
See, a lot of people will think that this is a hunting-type question, when actually this is a schooling-type question. You see, the geese, they're lousy riders. When they fly in an H, one side of the H is always longer. When they fly in an F, part of it is always messed up. The geese just can't get those letters right. It's the quality of education in this nation that is going down the tubes. Now, even the geese cannot fly in a proper V.
And you know the worst part of it? The geese can't celebrate Halloween.
That's right. They cannot dress up as penguins. No, because that would be sacrilegious.
And they all they want to do is go doobie, doobie-doo.
Just once. You guys finished?
Yeah.
Is that the answer you're looking for?
No.
Okay. Well, how about this one? When they fly in that V like that, it helps for the wind.
What's wind resistance.
Wind resistance, yes, and then they rotate through.
Well, it could be close, but no, that's not it either.
Well, it's an even number of the geese, so when one of the geese takes the point, it always puts an odd one on a wing, on a side.
Right. Is that the answer you're looking for?
There's more geese on one line.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because the geese fly in an even number.
Well... I don't know about that.
Okay.
Well, we just...
What answer are you looking for?
Yeah.
There's more geese in one line. That's why there's longer on one side. There's more geese. There's one more geese.
Yeah, right.
That's what he just... That's what Gonzo just said, dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're right.
Okay.
Thanks, dude. If you want to qualify for Stump the Geniuses, you need to give us a call. We'll do it in about... Yeah, will we do any more this morning? We're about out of time.
Yeah, we're going to be out of time. And remember, please, it is Stump the Geniuses, not Confuse the Geniuses, all right? Because the other's very easy to do.
Leah on the way. The Cranberries coming up at Electric 96.9.
Electric 96.9. Today's hottest music, Steel in the Night. 10 in a row going on right now, Thursday. 30 minutes away from Friday. Thank God. The weekend almost here. OMC, how bizarre. Electric 96.9.
Accidentally, do you say my name?
Electric 96.9. Today's hottest music wrapping up 10 in a row. Natalie Merchant, that's Jealousy. How you doing? Steel hanging out with you. Want to remind you to join me tomorrow from 3:30 to 6:30. I'm going to be at Courtesy Autoplex on Irvin Cobb Drive. Gonna have some good deals on some Hot Wheels. Be sure to check me out. Fun and prizes to be had tomorrow with me, Irvin Cobb Drive, Courtesy Autoplex and Electric 96.9.
Looking for some fresh gear to wear?
He was as directed.
Quad State weather.
Your Electric 96.9 Quad State forecast for the overnight, mostly cloudy through tomorrow night with a low tonight of 40, a high tomorrow of 57, and a low tomorrow night of 39 in the Quad States. Right now, it's 52 at Electric 96.9.
Electric 96.9.
Smoke coming out of your radio, don't worry, it's just us. Today's hottest music, Electric 96.9. WDDJ Paducah. Bright and easy favorites. Easy 105. It is the middle of the night request show. My name's Scott Curtis. Back in at Donna Lewis, 1-800-374-5888.
There's a lot of other stations that you can pick up in Western Kentucky from various places, but the only other one that fully serves the Paducah market is WREZ.
It's the middle of the night request show. My name's Scott Curtis. It is good to be back in and cruising on into a Friday morning with you. What can I do? Let's have some what?
Hi, could you buy some air supply?
Yeah, air supply. Okay, well, that'll get us going. It's the middle of the night request show. Easy 105 plays only the best music for Southern Illinois and Western Kentucky. Bright and easy favorites with no hard rock or rap. Only at WREZ FM. Easy 105.
That concludes our look at the Paducah market. I'm Mark Marino. Now, let's send it back to Phil Wayne.
Well, thank you, Mark. It was kind of neat going to Paducah, Kentucky. And I want to remind you again to send your tapes to me, Phil Wayne, at 135 and a half Midland Avenue. That's M-I-D-L-A-N-D in Findlay, Ohio. F-I-N-D-L-A-Y, and the zip code is 45840. Thank you very much, and now back to Fred.
Thanks, Phil, and don't forget DX Audio Service members to get your tapes in as soon as possible to Phil. Otherwise, you might not be included for our Market Scope on the April edition. Now for the May Market Scope, here's what you need to do. We're looking for morning shows on April 1st. So record your favorite radio station on April 1st, 1998. their morning show. Preferably start the tape either 5 minutes before 7 or 5 minutes before 8 o'clock or even maybe 5 minutes before 6 o'clock, just so we can catch the ID right off the bat. Let the tape roll, and then when it gets to the end, turn it over and record the other side. Send those to Phil Wayne just as soon as they get done recording so we can have them for the May Market Scope. Have you ever wondered how the AM dial came to be? Well, Mark Dernberger kind of shed some light on what happened back in 1941.
Back in 1941, more than 800 broadcast band AM radio stations were shifted to new dial positions by an international broadcasting treaty called NARBA, for North American Regional Broadcasting Agreement. Beginning with the January DX Audio Service, John Bowker has done a great job of explaining the intricacies and the impact of this treaty, which had several evolutions. Today, we wanted to specifically focus on what happened on that magic morning of March 29, 1941, when all of these radio stations suddenly changed home addresses. The rationale behind the change was a desire to set aside Canadian and Mexican clear channel frequencies throughout the broadcast dial at the rate of one new clear channel about every 100 kilohertz, or kilocycles, as they were called back then. The treaty, known as the North American Regional Broadcasting Agreement, or the North American Radio Broadcasting Agreement, or NARBA for short, forced a massive dial change, outlawed pirate stations, such as Mexico's Border Blasters, and expanded the AM broadcast band from 1,500 to 1,600 kilocycles. Of course, these frequency changes had a direct impact on Mr. and Mrs. North American radio listener. The following story is from the St. Petersburg, Florida Times, dated March 29, 1941, and furnished to us through the courtesy of Barry Mishkind. Here's the headline and the story. 802 radio stations get new dial homes today. Dear Mrs. Jones, the story begins. Let's be a good sport about one of life's dizzier difficulties you're going to experience today. As on dozens of other Saturdays, you will buzz into the living room, push your radio dial button, and whisk back to the kitchen to fluff Saturday night's pie meringue to the dulcet tones of your favorite crooner. But for the sake of preserving all those meringues and custards, Mrs. Jones, let's face it. This morning was spring moving time on the airwaves. Your push-button dial system, if hubby forgot to change it last night, is as useless as yesterday's salad. Because this morning, Mrs. Jones, at exactly 3 a.m. Eastern Time, 802 of the nation's 893 standard broadcast stations changed wavelengths. This isn't any spring cleaning orgy cooked up in an idle moment by the Federal Communications Commission. It will mildly inconvenience you and thousands of other radio set owners, but FCC hopefuls beg you to be Pollyannas about it. Nobody likes moving day, quoth FCC Chairman James Lawrence Fly in an address broadcast last night, but the nuisance soon will be over, while the benefit, better reception and less interference, will continue to accumulate during the years, unquote. Today's dial jam session, Mrs. Jones, is the direct result of a conference at Havana, Cuba, called in 1937 to coordinate the assignment of AM frequencies to radio stations in North America and to minimize interference among the stations. Canada, Mexico, Cuba, the Dominican Republic, and Haiti joined the United States in ratifying the resulting agreement. That's the story from the St. Petersburg, Florida Times of March 29, 1941. Now, here are some of the significant changes resulting from that North American Regional Broadcasting Agreement, also called the NARBA Agreement of 1941. And we'll start at the low end of the dial, where 540 became a new Canadian clear channel. The stations on 550 through 680 remained unchanged, while the stations on the old 690 were mostly unchanged except that Canada's CFRB was moved to 860. The stations from 700 to 730 did not have to move, while 740 was opened up to become a new Canadian clear, and the old stations on 740 through 780 each moved up 10 kilohertz. For example, the 740 station moved to 750. On 800, we found a new Canadian Clear channel, and the stations from 790 to 830 each moved up 20 kilocycles in the band 810 to 850. 860 became a new Canadian Clear, and the stations from 850 through 870 moved up 20 kilohertz from 870 to 890. 900 was established as a new Canadian Clear Channel station, and the stations from 880 through 970 each moved up 30 kilohertz, occupying the frequencies from 910 to 1000. 1010 was set aside as a new Canadian Clear, and KDKA, which was on 980, was moved to 1020, while WBZ, which was on 990, was moved to its present location at 1030. WHO in Des Moines had been on 1000. They were moved to 1040. KQW, now KCBS, was 1010, was eventually moved to 740. And KYW at 1020 was moved to 1060. The old 1030 had been CFCN and CKLW. CFCN moved to 1010, CKLW went to 800. 1040 had WTIC, KRLD, and KWJJ. The three of them moved to 1080. The old 1050 stations went to 1070. And those on 1060 kilocycles, such as WBAL, went to 1090. WJAG, later traded with KFAB for 780, parked for the moment at 1110. And KFAB, of course, ended up at 1110 in that trade. The stations from 1070 to 1150, and there were many regionals, moved up 30 kilohertz from 1100 to 1180. WOWO had been on 1160, they were moved to 1190, and WWVA, which had been on 1160, was moved to 1170. The old WCAU assignment of 1170 was moved to 1210. That station, of course, has changed call letters since. On 1180, we had KEX in Portland. It moved to 1190. There was KOB in Albuquerque, now KKOB. It was moved to 770. WDGY, another veteran station, now KFAN, was moved to 1130. And WINS was moved to 1010 from 1180. WOAI had been on 1190. They were moved, of course, to 1200. WSAZ was moved to 930 and WATR to 1320. Those stations from 1200 to 1450, locals and regionals, moved up 30 kilocycles, occupying 1230 to 1480. And the old 1460, KSTP, WSJV, now WTOP in Washington, were moved to their present homes at 1500. KGA, WLAC, and others on 1470 were moved to 1510, including WMEX, WNRB. 1480 had COMA in Oklahoma City, WKBW, now WWKB, they were moved to 1520. KFBK and WCKY, currently WSAI, were moved to 1530 from 1490. And the old 1500 stations were moved to 1490. CFRC was on 1510. They were moved to 1490 to clear the 1510 frequency. And a couple of early stations on the air, W1XBS, which became WBRY and WQQW in its checkered career, went from 1530 to 1590. W9XBY, which became KITE for a while, moved to 1550. And the stations on 1550, W2XR, which became WQXR on its way to WQEW, went to 1560, W6XAI to KPMC, KNZR, now on 1560 in California. And that left 1580, which became a new Canadian Clear. And there was some interesting promotion going on, as WABC, now WCBS, was moved from 860 to 880. They ran newspaper ads advising listeners to, quote, tune their radios up 1/8 of an inch. Well, these massive channel reassignments, as we said, went into effect that fateful morning of March 29, 1941. And the rest, as John Bowker would say, is history. This is your DX Audio Service roaming reporter, Mark Dernberger in Minneapolis.
Our good friend Ken Anischuk takes a look at Chicago radio in review for 1997. Ken?
Hello, DX Audio Service members. Ken Anischuk back here again with 1997, Chicago TV Radio in Review. And a pretty interesting article here I'd like to share with the whole membership. With more or less open arms, Chicagoans welcome back Chet Kopic, Steve Deshler, and Kitty Agogo as they prepare to bid farewell to Floyd, Big Tuna Calber, Studs Terkel, and public TV architect Bill McCarter, who announced plans to retire. Deregulation, merger frenzy, consolidated radio station ownership among a handful of players, and knocked two of Chicago's brightest stars, Jonathan Brandmeier and Doug Banks, off the air. Both were piloting comebacks in 1998. At least one hopeful sign came from the folks at Nielsen Media Research, who reported a decline in daily TV viewership. The average American family stared at the tube just 7 hours and 12 minutes a day, down 5 minutes from the year before. The rest of the time, no doubt, they were listening to radio or clogging up the internet. With appreciation to those who made it all possible, here's our 12th annual salute to the year's other stellar stars on the TV radio beat. Smoke and mirrors in the air. Channel 5 photographed the same helicopter from two different angles in order to pass them off as Jetcopter 1 and Jetcopter 2. Their show was like nothing you've ever heard. The Illinois Broadcasters Association named Ed Volkman and Joe Bohannon Best Personalities of the Year for 1996, even though they didn't start on BBM-FM until January 13th of 97. Until we change our minds award, we are committed to continuing country music, said Zamira Jones, president and GM of Kix Country 94.7, 3 months before the station abruptly dropped the format. News you can use. Sarah Lucero, just in from San Antonio, reminded Channel 2 viewers to clean the snow off their windshields before driving in winter. Back to you, Ron and Carol. Ron? Carol? Joel Cheatwood, vice president of news at Channel 5, denying a report that he planned to hire Jerry Springer. We're just not going to do anything to jeopardize the credibility of the station.
Uh-huh.
Breaking and entering news. Channel 7's Chuck Gowdy rifled through Miami Beach Hotel of serial killer Andrew Cunanan before police arrived. That's Professor Bozo to you, pal. After 36 years on Channel 9, The Bozo Show was officially classified an educational program. Smooth deception. Ramsey Lewis, morning host at Smooth Jazz WNUA FM, tricked listeners into thinking he was broadcasting live from the studio. In reality, all of his voice tracks were recorded in advance. So how about a job at my restaurant, pal? Michael Jordan, to fired Sports Channel reporter Lou Cannell, said, "You're too good not to be working." We didn't say which planet, huh? The best music on the planet. Slogan for failed format on WLUP-FM shortly before the station was sold. Never too old to irritate. Walter Jacobson turned 60. Everyone's a critic. I'm loyal to the Tribune Company, but I just don't feel any particular loyalty to the Tribune paper. Bob Collins, kingpin of Channel of WGN 720, announcing plans to write a weekly column for a suburban paper. Now you see it, now you don't. Sunday with Steve Baskerville won 2 Chicago Emmy Awards, more than a year after the show was canceled by Channel 2. Yeah, but for all the wrong reasons. One of the most talked about TV stations in the nation, Channel 5, referring to itself in a help wanted ad. Cow spreads the bull. Mankell Muller hired actors to pose as child molesters, con artists, and other fake guests on his WRCX-FM morning show. Please refer to a recent issue of DX News for a piece on that. Maybe they can arrange another boat ride. Giselle Fernandez says she still corresponds with John Kappas, the imprisoned former drug lord. For sure. Wally Phillips celebrates his 50th year in broadcasting. Great! Now Marty Robinson can beg for money at 3 in the morning as Channel 11 expands its broadcast day to 24 hours. Then you must be a television news anchor. Ex-WLS jock Bob Surratt says, "I know I'm explaining some phenomenon, but I have no idea what it means." Bob Surratt on his role as a narrator of the coal mine exhibit at the Museum of Science and Industry. At last, a show that's supposed to stink. The Annoying Music Show, billed as a showcase for the worst songs ever recorded, was syndicated by Chicago host Jim Nader to more than 100 radio stations nationwide. Hey, let me know if your station aired it out. Corrupting Our Youth. Oh. The faculty advisor at Kennedy King College in Chicago, WKKC-FM, was suspended for allowing Bible reading on the air. Now we know why the anchors look that way. In a cost-cutting move, Channel 5 fired its makeup artists. From blues to news to schmooze, ex-sidekick Buzz Killman and outlasting Jonathan Brandmeier and Steve Dahl to become the morning host of WLUP. It took me only 17 years. How romantic. Chris Brennan, owner of One-on-One Sports Radio Network up in Northbrook, Illinois, changed the call letters of a Chicago station, WIDB, to match his wife's initials. Strange, the call letters are still, to this date, Christmas, WZDB. So who knows? Maybe he got in a fight with his wife. And finally, in other words, now we're just in it for the money. Jim DeCastro, chief operating officer of Chancellor Media Industry and the changing radio industry, we used to be compelled to put a great radio station on, figure out what the audience wanted, and deliver it to them. Now there's a whole series of different circumstances. Gone, but not forgotten, for 1997. Some names. Joe Ahern, Doug Banks, Bob Barnes-Watts, Bob Bell, Jonathan Brandmeier, Lou Brutus, Bill Bungaroff, Tom Burse, Ken Cocker, Lauren Cohn, Alan Crane, Chris Cross, Marcel Dubois, John Duncanson, Steve Fisher, Ona Fletcher, Sonia Gant, Sylvia Gomez, Bob Gramillion, Dean Greer, Antonio Guernica, Franz Hannon, Tim Hetrick and Willie DeLune from 94.7 Syndication, Steve Harvey, Tracy Haynes, Cindy Hernandez, Dave Hilton, Bill Holub, 106 Jams, Catherine Johns, Kix Country, Jose Lamas, Steve Lange, Greg Lindahl, John Mason, Dale McCarron, Marion McGinnis, Lynn Murray, Andy Nebel, Lauren Pelagi, A.J. Parker, Enrique Perez, Abby Polanski, Phil Ponce, Phil Radu, Frankie Hollywood Rodriguez, Sig Sekowitz, Bob Simone, J.D. Spangler, The Sports Channel Report, Doug Stern, Susan Sullivan, Brandon Tartikoff, Bill Towery, Vicky Truex, Nancy Turner, Tom Webb, WJJD, WPNT, WYSY, Tom Zinner. For the DX Audio Service, Ken Anischuk reporting. So long, everyone.
The DX Audio Service musings from members. The opinions expressed are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views of the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, the editors, or publishers. Members may muse by calling the action line 24 hours a day.
This is Tim Hendel. I'd like to know if anyone out there has ordered any of those long-term storage survival foods or those mainstay bars from places like Live Oak Farms. These are advertised on a lot of the right-wing programs on WWCR. I would like to try them, but they don't sell them in small amounts. If anyone has ordered them, I'll buy a few of them from you, or maybe you'd want to go halves on a box of mainstay bars. Call me at 205-512-9988. Also, I'd like to know about that new station in New Hampshire, WQTH. Do those ham radio-like call letters have any significance? And what format is the station adopting?
Greetings, audio service members. This is Johnny Ott, WA8WFH in Minneapolis. And it is about 6 o'clock on the evening of Saturday, January 31st. And as of midnight last night, January 30th, Radio Oz, Oz World Radio, whatever you want to call it, is no more. Yesterday was its last day, and they basically spent the whole day saying goodbye to everybody. Last night they had a party where they had everybody in the studio, people calling in from all over the place, And then at midnight, after they all signed off and said goodbye, it was an hour of white noise. And then at 1 o'clock in the morning, they started playing different kinds of music. I'm assuming they're in between formats. We will keep you posted as to what it is that they're going to do next. Their call is still WWTC 1280 AM, but Radio Oz is no more. And we'll let you know what they're going to do next.
Hello, DXers and Fred Volby. This is the one and only Victor speaking to you from the Schmidt House, located in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland. Got a couple of things to pass along. Number one, I think WANN is back on the air. I got them one Saturday, and they're simulcasting with WUST. For you TV DXers, WNUV-TV Channel 54 in Baltimore is no longer UPN. They are now WB54, and the shopping channel at Channel 24 in Baltimore is no longer Channel 24 in Baltimore is now UPN.
Good morning, DX Audio Service subscribers. Paul Burkhart from Watertown, Massachusetts. On February 5th, I have a couple of things. First of all, on the one-on-one sports situation, WNRB 1510 right now is the only station within Massachusetts that has one-on-one sports. And also, I would like to know, out of all the 450 or some odd stations that are affiliated with one-on-one sports, are all the affiliates on AM? If they are, then that must be a good way to promote AM radio. If that isn't, I don't know what is. I hope this will be a good enough message for the next issue. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Hey, Fred and everybody. This is Doug Brown down in Sumter, South Carolina. I wanted to give you a format change. I meant to do it a couple of months ago, and I'm sorry I didn't. 1440 AM in Greenville, South Carolina is no longer a news format. They are now a solid gold gospel format, and it's mostly southern gospel since we are in the south, but a lot of satellite dish and just a touch of live, but most of it is all dish southern gospel. Just thought you might want to know. And by the way, anybody have an extra arc? We've had so much rain down here in Sumter. We've had 6 inches in less than 3 days. So if you've got an arc, send it on down.
Greetings, Audio Service members. Marty Rimpaugh here on the 6th of February. 1640 KXBT has changed its call. It is now KDIA. And I assume that means that 1310 has probably changed its call to KDIZ. I'll probably let you guys know exactly what's happening. 1310 has changed its call sign to KMJY. So that's what's happening with that. We thought that they were going to change to KDIZ because that was even reported on KDIA before the format change on December 16th. But they are now KMJY, and 1640 is now KDIA.
Greetings, Audio Service members. This is Johnny Ott, WA8WFH in Minneapolis, and we're approaching 2 o'clock on the afternoon of February 6th, or make that February 7th. I'll get it right. February 7th, 1998. When we last left you on January 30th, WWTC 1280 had gotten rid of Radio Oz and was playing all kinds of music and no commercials. On that particular afternoon, they started doing public service spots along with their different kinds of musics and no commercials. It would sound like they're taking a feed from a satellite music service that does nothing but music and public service spots. As I'm making this message to you right now, we are still listening to WWTC do their different kind of music and the public service spots, still no commercials, and the legal ID at the top of the hour. Things have not changed since we last talked to you, other than the public service spots have now been added. So somebody might let me know, is there a satellite music service that plays different kind of music with public service spots, no commercials, because it's kind of odd what WWTC is doing. We'll keep you posted on further progress.
Greetings, audio service members. Marty Rimpaugh here on February the 7th with a correction on the 1310 call. It is KMKY, as in Mickey. So I guess I misheard. 1310 call is KMKY.
Hello, DXers. This is TJ the DJ from Sycamore, Illinois. Hey, can anyone tell me what has happened to Radio Oz or Oz World Radio? On February 1st, they dropped all their DJs. They're now playing all albums. No local commercials. The only drop-ins you hear are on the hour when they do their hour IDs. Can anyone tell me what's going on with that station? I also picked up that new station on the expanded band, WPHG in Admore, Alabama. Yeah, I just want to share a memory with you. Back in the summer of 1961 on television, now, I was living in Chicago, and I thought it was very strange to get WTMJ Channel 4 from Milwaukee, from Chicago, with a rabbit ear antenna, but on one summer night, I picked up WOAI in San Antonio, and at that time, I thought it was weird that why I could get it and why I couldn't get it. You know, some nights I could get it, some nights I couldn't get it. I also want to find out what's the furthest station anyone has ever gotten with FM DXing. I've gotten a station out of Houston, Texas. They called themselves Q Country a year ago. Can anyone tell me what station that was? They called themselves Houston's country leader, Q Country, and I picked it up from Sycamore, Illinois, but it was from Houston. It was from Houston, Texas there. Hey, thanks a lot.
Hi, this is Audrey Levine in New York City. I finished my master's degree last year, Fred, just at the end of it. I just wanted to tell you that there's a new radio station on the air, although it's really not. They call themselves Big 105. They're still using the call letters WNSR at 105.1, and they're playing music of the 80s, 90s, and today. And so is its biggest competitor, WPLJ, claiming to play 80s, 90s, and today. They used to have a show called Saturday Night at the 70s, but now it's Saturday Night 80s. So that's what's new here in New York. I just wanted to also say, in addition to what I said, that I need air checks from the western states, like the Dakotas or Wyoming or those areas, and also from Alaska or Hawaii, and also the New England states, New Hampshire and Vermont. Please contact me at 212-614-8764. Or you can write me at 451 East 14th Street, number 3A, New York, New York, 10009. Look forward to hearing from you.
Good morning. This is Mark Erdman calling from Meade, Kansas on Monday, February 9th. Well, if you grew up in central Wisconsin or in the Milwaukee area, you probably remember Howard Gernetzky, or Gernet as he was known by in Milwaukee. Well, this 45-year broadcasting legend and Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame member passed away on Friday, February 6th. At the age of 67. He was known for his weathercasting at WSAU, later known as WSAW Television in Wausau, and at WISN-TV in Milwaukee, where he also hosted a noontime talk show with his wife, Rosemary. Now, I was raised on his weather reports, and Howard was one of my early influences that led me to get into broadcasting. I never imagined I'd work with him, but I did for a year at WSAU Radio in Wausau. Howard was a true gentleman, off and on mic and camera, and I am truly going to miss him.
Greetings, audio service members. This is Johnny Ott, WAAWFH, here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It is Thursday night, February the 19th, and we are approaching 9:30 at night. First of all, I want to let you know that we had a marvelous time with Tim Hendel, KC4BBI. Last Saturday, Valentine's Day, out at the Midwinter Madness show over here in Blaine, Minnesota. Had a marvelous time with Tim. Now, I should tell you that at long last, I think we have a format for WWTC, and I don't know if any of the former Radio Oz affiliates are in on this or not. It's called The Beat, and it stars our favorite pirate, Alan Freed, who tried it a couple years ago here in Minneapolis, and then for a brief time was at KFAI, Fresh Air Radio. So it looks like we now have a format for at least WWTC and maybe the other Radio Oz affiliates. It's called The Beat with Alan Freed. We'll keep you posted on any further developments.
I think the TJ the DJ's got a great idea there. Why not give us a call on the action line and tell us about your furthest FM catch, or perhaps your furthest AM catch, or even your furthest TV catch. Give us a call today and tell us all about it. Let's see, my furthest AM catch would be Algeria on 891 from Drake, North Dakota. And stateside, it would be KFI 640, Los Angeles, California, from Toledo, Ohio. And while I was in Toledo, one night I was trying to watch Channel 2 out of Detroit, which is 60 miles to the north, had some interference on it. I turned the rotor to the west, and there was KTWO in Casper, Wyoming, just booming in. So TBDX was plentiful that night. Let's hear from you. Give us a call on the action line, 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day.
WCAO.
And that's our edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for March 1998. Don't forget, get your tapes into Phil Wayne as soon as possible so you can be on the market scope for April and also your stations for May. Also, if you happen to have any WIBC stuff, be sure to send it to WIBC as they're celebrating their anniversary, and I'm sure they'll appreciate getting some material from you. We're putting together this tape on the 23rd of February, 1998, and hopefully it will get out on time. Of course, we like to know if you get your magazine on time or if you get your magazine in pieces. Be sure to let us know as we're going to be making some decisions here in the next few weeks as to what we're going to be doing with our tape policy, following the comments that you made in our recent survey. That's it. That's all. This is Fred Broby here in the Sheetrock Announce booth. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Remember, get out and support radio.
See, I think that radio broadcasting is different from motion pictures and the theater, and I'd like to keep it that way.